Believe it or not, there is more than one Peter Rogers, so you can't see that sing there's only one Peter Rogers. I have no claim to the picture, but it was done by an artist with the same name as me, and I know that there are others. I'm going to now read a meditation based on this picture. In a golden radiance, full and round, we witness your last moments on this earthly ground. When suddenly you are taken from us, and as you head skyward, ever onward, ever upward, we stay stranded here on earth, rooted to the spot, and just gaze heavenward in awe and wonder. What lies ahead, we don't know. You back home to your father go. You need no elaborate countdown, no spacesuit, no blast-off, no powerful rocket to propel you, no mega pounds of thrust, no choking clouds of dust, no fire, no smoke to choke, no noise, no thunder to rend the air asunder, just a whisper in the wind. A gentle rising like a balloon, caught by the breeze, wafting in the vernal air. We can but only stand still here, amazed and stare. And the light, oh the light, brilliant, bright, bright against the dark world you came to save. The brightness turns to cloud, envelops you in a holy shroud. You are but become an apparition, the cloud creating celestial partition, separates planet from cosmic splendor in the hallowing of this hour. Yet we continue to the ground transfixed, still looking up perplexed, wondering where it is you went. Wow! And as you disappear out of sight, suddenly there beside us are two strange men dressed in white. We are caught unaware. Men of Galilee, why do you still stand here and up into the sky so intently stare? What is it that you hope to spy with static smiles upon your face? For this Lord Jesus you witnessed go up into space will indeed return in like manner to the human race. We study them. How did they get here? Is there a clue? Is the red, fiery trace streaking down behind them from the outer space? Flames surround their feet. Lord, you said you would send the Holy Comforter in your place. Does this power symbolize the Pentecostal Holy Spirit? Flaming tongues of fire carried on a mighty rushing wind. As we reflect on the story of the Ascension this morning, let us remember that next week we celebrate Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. A slide, lights, camera, action. The story of Ascension is a story of action. They met together. You will receive the Holy Spirit. He was taken up. This same Jesus will come back in the same way. They returned to Jerusalem. They all joined together constantly in prayer. Luke calls the book the Acts of the Apostles. We often shorten it to Acts. And Acts is a word associated with plays and films, hence the clapperboard, the lights, the camera, the action. Those apostles perhaps could have stayed there in that ascension moment and stared up into heaven and meditated on that for a long time. But if we look at the other stories where there are similar images, particularly that of the Transfiguration, they couldn't stay there all the time. In the Transfiguration story, they had to return to the bottom of the mountain and carry on with their ministry. Likewise, the apostles could not stay there in that ascension moment. They had to return to Jerusalem, and they joined together in prayer upon their return, waiting patiently for the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And those words apply to us today. We are the witnesses. It's up to us to spread the good news to the ends of the earth. God's camera is rolling eternally. Are we in the shot? Are we part of the action? Next week, we celebrate receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. Are we ready to exercise the power? Let us not be seen missing the action. Let us make it our movie, and may our movie be part of God's movie.